This news update is being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors, located on East Huron Avenue in downtown Bad Axe, and by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderick. Huron County prepares to observe the National Day of Prayer this Thursday, May 2nd, at the courthouse lawn starting at noon. Marie Keel, president of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, initiated this local tradition 20 years ago after being inspired by similar events in other states. Keel emphasizes the significance of communal prayer and past initiatives like the Life Chain, which protested against abortion. This year's theme, Lift Up the World, Light Up the World, is drawn from 2 Samuel 22, verses 29 through 31, focusing on the power of divine intervention. The event, running from noon until 4 p.m., will feature prayer, patriotic songs, hymns, and discussions on the seven mountains of influence, representing societal spheres seeking divine guidance. And the Bad Axe Police Department and Tuscola County Sheriffs have issued alerts regarding a recent surge in scam attempts targeting local residents. In a recent example shared by the Bad Axe Police Department, residents have reported receiving fraudulent smishing messages, claiming outstanding balances and threatening late fees for unpaid toll fees. These messages urge recipients to visit a suspicious website to settle the alleged invoice. Similarly, a Carroll resident reported receiving a similar scam message, prompting Tuscola County sheriffs to issue a warning to their residents. In response, local authorities emphasize the importance of never sharing personal or financial information with unknown sources. The City of Bad Axe echoed the sentiment on Facebook, urging residents to remain vigilant and avoid falling victim to such scams. And Michigan police are launching Operation Ghost Rider to crack down on distracted driving using unmarked vehicles. The operation, involving state, county, and local agency, begins on Monday. Spotters in unmarked vehicles will alert marked units when they observe distracted driving, particularly phone use. Governor Whitmer's hands-free driving law prohibits holding or supporting a phone while driving. Penalties range from fines to community service and driving courses for repeat offenders. Jim Stellani, the CEO of TIA and chairman of the Governor's Traffic Safety Advisory Commission's Distracted Driving Action Team, emphasized the importance of road safety to WDIV amid persistent dangers posed by distracted driving. Operation Ghost Rider was introduced in 2017 and will see multiple mobilizations in 2024. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Al Hansen Motors is here to help you cruise into summer with confidence, style, and a worry-free experience both on the road and in the showroom. Tyler of Al Hansen Motors has this week's specials. Take it away, Tyler.
We got a bunch of low-mileage inventory that just passed our 101-point inspection and are all backed with our in-house warranty. Starting off, we have a 2019 Chevy Trax LT with remote start, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and cloth interior, starting at $17,380. We also just received a 2020 Chevy Malibu LT that is loaded with options. It has full power, heated cloth seats, remote start, a backup camera, and Bluetooth. And it's like new with 52,000 miles. We're asking $20,580. If you're looking for a new truck without having to pay new truck prices, we have the truck for you. It's a 2017 Ram 1500 with only 40,000 miles. It has four-wheel drive, a 5.7 Hemi V8, and we're only asking $26,980. We also have a 2016 Ford Taurus SEL that we're only asking $13,380. It features full power, Bluetooth, a backup camera, moonroof, dual zone climate control, and a 3.5-liter V6 engine.
Call Tyler at Al Hansen Motors at 989-269-7299. Ask about inventory and even schedule a concierge test drive.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. There will not be a contested primary election race for the state's 98th district representative, but there will be a contested race for it in the fall general election. The 98th District consists of all of Huron County and most of Sanilac County, along with parts of Lapeer and Tuscola counties. Incumbent Republican Greg Alexander of Carsonville is being challenged by newcomer Democrat April Ozentoski of Bad Axe. The two will square off during the November election. And Donald Trump will use a one-day break from his hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The visits on Wednesday came a day after he was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order. Judge Juan M. Merchant has said that if Trump continued to violate his orders, he will impose an incarceratory punishment. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term as a presumptive Republican nominee while also fighting felony charges in New York. And wildlife researchers say the wolf population on a remote Lake Superior Island is stable. But they announced Tuesday that the moose population had declined by 14% from last year. Scientists have conducted an annual survey of Isle Royale's wolves and moose since 1958. The only break was in 2021 when the pandemic forced them to cancel. Researchers returned to the island this January, but had to cut the project short after unusually warm temperatures left ice around the island unsafe for the ski planes to land. Still, they were able to gather enough data to estimate the wolf population stands at 30 animals. Last year's estimate was 31 wolves. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Looking to add some new life to a room in your home? Visit Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe to shop indoor and outdoor furniture, accessories, flooring, custom blinds, and more. Let us help you get the change you're looking for. Our showroom offers a wide variety of styles and price points so everyone can find just what they need. Hundreds of recliners on hand. From rocker recliners to accent chairs, they have them. Sectional sofas, sofa sleepers, bedroom sets, and dining room tables in all sizes from small to large banquet tables. Come see our selection of accessories like wall art, pictures, lamps, area rugs, greenery, and table decor. Find a wide selection of indoor and outdoor furniture, accessories, flooring, and custom blinds. 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing available. Stop into Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe today and talk to one of our sales associates to find the perfect fit for you.
This is Crystal. Built on values of hard work, family, and affordable styles, Ashley Home Store has grown into the world's number one furniture and mattress store.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Now we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The Biden administration says it will cancel $6 billion in student loans for people who attended the Art Institutes, a system for profit colleges that closed the last of its campuses in 2023 amid accusations of fraud. The Education Department says the Art Institutes chain lured students with persuasive lies. The department says it invoked its power to cancel student loans for borrowers who were misled by their colleges. The department said Wednesday it'll automatically erase loans for 317,000 people who attended any Art Institute campus between January 1st of 2004 and October 16th of 2017. The Education Department says it's taking action after reviewing evidence from the Attorneys General of Massachusetts, Iowa, and Pennsylvania. And the U.S. Justice Department has launched a double-barreled antitrust attack on Google's dominant search and Apple's trend-setting iPhone. The legal offensive is revving memories of the epic battle that hobbled Microsoft before it roared back to yet again become the world's most valuable company. The parallels to the Justice Department's landmark antitrust case in 1998 could provide a window into the potential breakthroughs that could be unleashed and new empires built if regulators succeed in their current attempts to crack down on Google and Apple now. It's conceivable Google and Apple may never have created so many popular products or became as powerful as they are now if Microsoft hadn't reined in on a quarter century ago. And energy and environment ministers of the group of seven leading industries nations have committed to phase out coal power by 2035. It marks the first time the G7 has explicitly referenced a phase out, but ministers left flexibility for countries heavily reliant on coal. The Beyond Fossils Fuel campaign called the commitment vague in a likely bid to coax a commitment from Japan. Japan is the only G7 country without a coal phase-out date. Britain, France, Italy, and Canada are committed to phasing out coal no later than 2030, and observers say the United States and Germany are taking big steps toward that date. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Al Hansen Motors, located on East Huron Avenue in downtown Bad Axe, and by Ashley Homestore in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.